So Aaron, how was it your first day out there coming out with the team?
I mean, I'm excited. This is a fun part of the year where there's a lot of unknowns, how the team's going to come together, how you're going to start gelling on offense, defense, special teams, personalities coming out, team chemistry. So it's an exciting time of year. We're in the dorms as well, which is always exciting. Excited about some of the changes over there. Food's excellent, but the doors are kind of redone. The beds are new, so it's been good.
Are you excited about the new running back group led by Ty Montgomery? The new guys coming in, it's going to take a little while to get up to speed.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think for running backs, I said in the spring, we need some pads on probably to see them pick up blitzes, to see them run through the hole and take a shot in the hole. So, we're going to reserve judgment for a while until we get those guys going. But Ty obviously has a lead up based on his performance last year.
Yesterday, Mike said, some of the younger guys, you don't know the playbook by now, you're in trouble. Is there a sense with each year you got to get a faster start in camp? You can't wait a week or two. It might be a weekend.
Well, it depends on how talented you are and how many opportunities you get. Obviously, a first-round, second-round pick is going to get more opportunities than a late-round pick or a free agent. I try and tell these guys, show up every day for a good reason. Finishing a run to the end zone, finishing a catch to the end zone, running downfield as a DB and tagging a guy off 40 yards down the field. If you want to get noticed, do something extraordinary every day, extra effort or hustle or making sure you're in the right place at the right time or just being a pro. It's the game within the game that often allows you to stick around this league for a while. It's being a good teammate, it's being professional, it's being on time, being prepared, taking the right notes. And we're going to move at a fast speed, especially with the ones. But I think there's time for those guys working the second, third groups. We've seen it many times before, guys working with the threes. Next thing you know, he's working with the twos, and then he's getting a shot with the ones. So we're going to reserve judgment on those guys and just encourage them to come along and hopefully they can come along quickly.
And speaking of sticking around, you said you think you're starting back nine of your career, nine seasons as a starter. Could you play nine more at age 43 at the end of nine more? Is that something that's becoming possible with the attrition?
Yes.
Why do you think there's been such a change in the length of a quarterback's career over the last several years?
Well, I think the West Coast offense has helped a lot with it, the quick passing game. Then some of the carryover from the college game with the quick passes and the screens and the extended handoffs and stuff. Quarterbacks are trying to take less hits, I think, get the ball out quickly, better decision making. And then the nutrition and the fitness, I think, has made leaps and bounds as well. So let's wait and see how long Tom can make it. Let Tom set the bar, and then hopefully I can try and go match it.
Aaron, as you think back to like the first day of camp in the past, maybe reflect on those years, if you gauge your optimism that day for that season, how often did that turn out to be accurate?
Well, I'm a very optimistic person, so I feel like we're going to win it every single year. So it hasn't happened most years. but this is the fun part, like I said. There's just so many different things that have to come together, and you're going to see personalities show up. And once guys start to get comfortable, you're going to see some different types of players. You're going to see the same guy, probably play a lot better once he starts feeling comfortable in the system and comfortable with the guy he's going against. It's going to be against our defense for a number of days in a row now. And you can start to get into a rhythm a little bit, I think, with the guys who's covering you, the guys you're lined up against. And that's when you're going to see these guys start to make some more plays and probably start to get a little annoyed with each other and maybe scuffle a little bit.
Aaron, I don't know if you saw the video of Martellus at his locker. What was your reaction to that?
I didn't, but I heard the story. He loves driving home late from Chicago or, waking up at 3:30 and driving in for workouts and OTAs. I did see what he said, and the thing I respect a ton about Marty is that he always says he's a father first. He loves being there for Jet, putting her to bed, and he doesn't mind driving nights. The thing about Marty that we're learning, and I think you guys will all learn, is he's always prepared. I mean, he's ready to go if he's gotten 3 hours of sleep, up all night drawing pictures or watching Nickelodeon, or if he's gotten a good 7 or 8 hours of sleep. So I'm not worried about Marty and his preparation at all.
Is it refreshing to have a personality like that inside this locker room?
Yeah, we haven't had too many dynamic personalities like that in my 13 years. You know, I can think of a few, with obviously Charles Woodson and Johnny Jolly was one. But Marty's a great addition to the locker room. We're glad he's a Packer.
You know, Mike said this morning that they'll just watch your arm and watch how much you throw it. Do you approach it any differently now as far as how much you throw and how much you work, either going into camp or during camp?
Yeah, I usually tell them, you know, it takes about a week for me to really feel like myself, you know, kind of a week to get back into it. So they're usually smart about the first week with my throws, not giving me too many, but I'm competitive as well. So I want to be out there for the reps. I want to get on the same page with the young guys, the new guys. And, you know, there's a great deal of communication. So if there's any issues with me throwing, which there usually aren't, you know, I'll tell them. But no, I don't really have any restrictions on me.
Hey, Aaron, Mark Murphy said, as he's heard from a lot of fans, that think that he's accepted mediocrity and that he's just happy going to the playoffs and that he should fire Ted, fire Mike, and then retire himself. I understand that you appreciate 8 straight playoff berths and how hard it is, but you're also a hell of a competitor. Where do you kind of fall on the continuum of we've been in the playoffs 8 years in a row versus you have one title and you obviously want more?
I mean, just exactly what you just said. We've been in the playoffs 8 straight years, which is an accomplishment, but you want more titles. I don't really agree with the fans, maybe letters and calls. I think us players got to take ownership of it and play better and finish this thing off. And, you know, we have nobody to blame but ourselves for some of the postseason losses. And a lot of that's out of our control. You know, we're in here. We have a job to do. That's to prepare and perform. Personnel's department is to, you know, bring in players. Coaches is to teach and demand. We got to do our part, and everybody does their part, and that's how you put yourself in that position to win a championship. We got to do it again this year.
Aaron, there's a lot of talk about second-year jumps, third-year jumps for players, but it's been 6 years since your first MVP. In what ways have you been able to still take your game to the next level? If you look back at 2011, what are some things that you're doing differently or better mentally or physically now?
Well, 2011 was a pretty good season, so I don't know how much I'm doing a whole lot differently. It's just finding that rhythm and consistency during the season. That year, basically had it from start to finish. That's why, you know, it went the way it went. But you know, last year had some struggles early in the season. Offensively, you know, we were a little slow getting going, and we kind of hit our groove kind of mid-season and finished strong. Just got to find that a little quicker. A lot of that has to do with, you know, just finding the right personnel group that we want to run. And being able to find that consistency, obviously I got to play a little better early in season. And, you know, we finish it the way we want to finish it. We just got to keep that going, get that going a little sooner.
Aaron, how specifically do you challenge yourself in the offseason, like this offseason, to get better?
I mean, very specifically, nothing I'm going to share. I think that's some competitive advantage stuff, but yeah, I'm always looking for that edge, and I love a good challenge.
Having worked with Brett for a couple seasons now, what do you expect to see from him this camp in year 3?
Well, he just needs to stay healthy. You know, last year, out of his control, kind of took a cheap shot and was out for most of training camp. If he can stay healthy, I expect him to pick up where he left off in the first training camp and preseason. He was spectacular then, and he's grown a lot mentally, I think. Obviously, fundamentally, he's improved, but I look for big things from Brett this year. He's a lot of fun to work with, and I'm excited for him.
You mentioned fast starts to seasons. Is that something you can sense during training camp, during the preseason, whether that's going to happen or not?
No, I just think it happens if you get off to a good start. I mean, if you get things going early, you find that rhythm. And if you don't have to adjust too much based on personnel issues, injuries, or just lack of production with the things you want to do going into the season.
Did you ever spend the night in the locker room?
Nope.
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Thanks.
Couple more.
Our hits starting to hurt a little more. Getting a couple of years older. I mean, do they start to hurt a little more now that you're 32, 33?
33, and no, they don't.
Okay.
Just got to know how to take a hit.
I want to know, later in your career, you're not late, but what's harder to maintain, legs or the arm as a quarterback at this point in your career?
Probably the legs. I mean, the arm I don't think ever really goes. I would guess that John Elway and Dan Marino can still sling it around pretty good, but the legs are what goes first. So I got to keep those, you know, those in good shape and make sure I can still move around the way I like to move around.
Have you changed a lot with what you do in the offseason in terms of legs and cardio or anything like that?
I'm not going to give any insight in that.